Welcome to a new edition of the Famous Interviews with Joe Domino. On this episode, we talk with astrologer, podcast host, and author, Laura Allen. Her mission is to help people become their best selves by sharing their creativity. She also believes it is her life mission to have perfect self-expression. She writes guided journals, planners, question books, and novels. We talk about her life, surviving COVID, the future, and so much more. Enjoy this interview.
Thanks for taking a minute out. I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
You bet. So before we get into your life as an astrologer, podcast host, and author, I want to know how you survived this whole last 2 years of the pandemic, how you got through it, and how it subsequently changed not only the way that you lived your life, but the way that you approach your business.
Yeah, so actually it was because of the pandemic that I delved into this part of my life, because it was a time to slow down. And I feel like it was like that for a lot of other people as well, that before I was a PhD student, I was a teacher, and I was just in the go, go, go kind of mentality. And then when the pandemic hit, I had a lot of extra time for my thoughts to be able, for me to become aware of my thoughts, but also to become aware of how everything works and how there are no coincidences, and just to really get deep into my own philosophy, because I feel like, especially now with like social media, everything just like all this information is always coming at you, and we don't really have the time, nor do we as a society have the value the time to reflect on what resonates with me and what doesn't resonate with me. So having that extra time during the pandemic, that is what really led me to this path that I'm on now. That was when I started my podcast, Grounded Spirits. That's when I started getting more into astrology. I've always been interested in astrology, and I've always had like these like witchy kind of tendencies, but I feel like I really honed in on my skills during the pandemic. And that's when, and then I quit my job during the pandemic, and now here I am doing this full time.
It's safe to say that without the pandemic, none of this would have happened.
I would say yes and no. I feel like I was always destined to be here at this time, but I feel like if it wasn't for the pandemic, it happened faster because of the pandemic. I feel like I would have always have found my way to this place that I'm at now, just might have taken 10 years.
I gotcha. So let's kind of simplify and boil down exactly what you do. I'm going to put you at a career day in front of a bunch of fourth graders, and one of them is going to look up at you and say, what do you do for a living? How do you answer them?
So the way that I view it is that I get paid to have fun, that what I do is just whatever is the most fun at that time. And by doing that, that is how I'm able to express myself fully. And that it's also, I guess it's not just fun, but it's also fun yet challenging, because I feel like if we're constantly, if we're just having fun and there's no challenge to it, then you're not really growing. And if you're just like grinding, like people like to say these days, like the hustle and the grind and everything, and you're not having fun, then your spirit isn't allowed to express itself. So by having that balance of fun yet challenging, that is like how I would describe what I do. And then like getting to the nitty gritty of it, I host a podcast. So I have people come on every week to talk about how they express themselves through their mind, body, and spirit. I am also an author. So I have a book out called Monterey, and that one is, it's a fictional book, but it's based on my spiritual journey. And then I have guided journals. So guided journals to help people understand themselves better. It's kind of like if we're talking about like for a fourth grade class, it would be like a lesson. Instead of learning about fractions, it would be learning about life or learning about yourself.
So when you were in the fourth grade, what did you want to be when you grew up?
My whole life, I've always changed what I wanted to be. So my mom would always say, you have to pick just one thing. And so in fourth grade, I probably wanted to be like an animal trainer or something like that. But other careers that I looked at were like interior design. Obviously, I was a teacher, so that also played a role. Just like a bunch of stuff, but I feel like deep down, I always wanted to be like a singer, you know, like Taylor Swift or something like that. Growing up, that's what I always really wanted to do. But now looking back, I feel like it was more of that was like the only, like that kind of career path was the only way that people could be their most expressive self. And so I feel like that is what drew me to that. And now I know that it's like by being my most expressive self, anything that will come to me is going to come to me just by being me. So, yeah, that's what I say that.
Well, so let's go into your childhood a little bit to kind of, like, what were some things that were hugely influential, like people, events that made you want to do what you're doing right now? What were those seeds that grew into who you are now?
That's a good question, because I feel like during this, we're talking about the pandemic and everything, I feel like growing up, everything that I had to learn, everything that I grew up, how do I say this? During the pandemic is when I had that time to really understand, like, what happened in my childhood and how to unlearn everything, because I feel like I was always the kid that was talking too much, that was dancing and singing and was just kind of all over the place. And I feel like not just my parents, but just in school too, it was always like everybody was trying to shrink me into being like the perfect daughter, being the perfect student. And I succeeded in that. I was in the PhD program before the pandemic. That was the only place where I felt like I could shine was in school. And so during the pandemic, when I basically quit everything, I really got to learn about who I truly was and go back to who I was as a kid, where I do talk too much. And then that's when I started my podcast. So I feel like as far as influential people go, I think that I would always read people's biographies or like Wikipedia pages and see like what steps did they take to be able to be their truest self. And at the time, like now I can like look back and like put those into words, but at the time I don't know why I was reading Wikipedia pages all the time. There was just something there that I wanted to know.
So if you can meet anybody alive on the planet right now and talk to them for a little bit, who would it be? Who would you like to meet?
Probably Taylor Swift. And the reason for it is because she has put herself out there and she's been scrutinized for it. And I feel like that is where I need help with, kind of thing, that I'm starting to put myself out there, but talking about before about my childhood, when I was like getting, any time that I put myself out there, I would get rejected and shrunk back down. And so now I'm like trying to build up that resilience. And I feel like she had to do that in her career, where she was getting attacked from all sides. And here she is still making music. So I would like to pick her brain about that.
As a writer, what was the book for you that either made you feel like you loved reading or that you wanted to be a writer yourself someday?
That's a great question. So there's three. The first one is The Alchemist by Paulo Coelho. Hopefully I'm saying that right. That book was the first time that I thought, wow, like it was about a spiritual journey, and it was put in a story where it was digestible, where it wasn't all like a how-to, but it was that this kid in the book, his name is Santiago, like he goes on this journey and he learns about himself by meeting other people. And so I feel like that's where I've got a lot of inspiration for Monterey, for my book. The second book is The Game of Life and How to Play It by Florence Scovel Shinn. And that book, she wrote it 100 years ago, and the philosophies that she has in that book are things that now, as like the new spiritual age, I say that in quotes, but that a lot of her philosophies are now being brought to light without giving credit to her. And so that book like really helped me understand like where this all came from. Like, how did people get these ideas? How does this all work? And then that is what inspired me to, why am I hiding? Why am I like when I said earlier that I felt like I was getting shrunk as a kid, why am I hiding? Why can't I go out and write my own book or start my own podcast? Like, it was because of that book. And then last year, so exactly a year ago for Christmas last year, my sister gave me a book called This Is Your Destiny by Aliza Kelly. And that book was written during the pandemic. And reading that book, she talks about astrology and how it's literally in your chart. Anything that you desire is in your chart. And so you have chosen this before you were even born. You chose this life. And so that is what really, like, gave me the inspiration. Like, if she could, she's about my same age too, so that also helped, that if she could write this book, what's stopping me? Because I feel like I've always wanted to write a book, but I didn't have, like, that confidence. And then I ended up writing Monterey in 3 weeks.
Let's say we have a conversation 5 years from now. What are you hoping to see happen in your life? What are you really looking forward to? What's the next step?
So it's really interesting because, interesting, when you ask that question, maybe right before the pandemic, maybe 2 years ago, I was asked that question and I said I wanted to be an author, but now here I am. I have 8 books out now. So now looking forward, right now I feel like I'm doing, like, the groundwork of, like, the podcast for it to just kind of be on autopilot for my books. I'm starting to do, like, the whole marketing to really get my word out about my book. So in 5 years, I think that will be settled. And so my big dream would be to form a network of creatives and to really help, like, have creatives help creatives and to really build that up, because this is actually in the book, The Game of Life and How to Play It. She talks about how we have, like, that societal view of artists as being, like, the struggling or the starving artists. And I think that if we put more emphasis on artists and seeing the beauty that creatives can bring to, not only the beauty for aesthetic reasons, but it feeds the soul. Like, we actually need more creatives. As little kids, everyone wants to be a doctor or a lawyer. And those are great, but I feel like we need to balance it and have the creative side, like, be at that same level. And so that would be my dream, to help contribute to that change in 5 years.
So what's been one of the best letters you've received from a fan based on your books? Any feedback, anything that someone has said to you?
Yeah, so somebody wrote to me that my book helped them in their personal life. And so that was just really cool because the book is based off my personal life. And so it's really cool how we go through these experiences. And in the book, I talk about this too, that the hardship that we have throughout life, we have high points and low points, but that's just what makes it, like, part of a song. And so our lives are like songs. And so that, like, really resonated with her, and it, like, helped her figure out a life decision. And so that was really cool, because as an author, when I wrote it, I was thinking about, like, this, how do I express myself? And so it was cool that it actually resonated with other people, that they could then use the lessons from my book into their lives.
So everyone out there has a perception of you, your family, your friends, your readers, clients, anybody in your world, but you ultimately live your life. What's your perception of you? Who do you think you are?
Wow, that's a really good question. So, because my whole thing for these last couple of months has been trying to break the perceptions of everybody else down, but I never stopped to think about, like, well, what do I think about myself? So that's awesome. I think that I think that right now I'm just really trying to figure that out, because I feel like every time that I write a new book, it's another way of expressing myself and living out my truth. And so I guess that I would say that my perception is...
Honestly, if you're figuring it out, that seems to be probably the best answer.
But thank you for the question. I'm going to think about that later.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely. So Laura, if anybody wants to learn more about you, your astrology, your show, your books, where's the best place on the web for them to go?
GraniteSpirits.com/links. So I have everything on there, all the links to my books. I have, if you want to book a reading with me, the astrology, it's all on there. And then all of like my socials are all on that same page. So groundedspirits.com/links.
Wonderful. Laura, hey, thank you for opening up. Thanks for taking some time out. Have a great 2023. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Joe.
Thanks for tuning in to another famous interview with Joe Domino, where we cover the world of art, literature, business, spirituality, music, and more from around the globe. If you want to hear more interviews, visit the Famous Interviews with Joe Domino channel on YouTube or Spotify. Thanks again for listening, and until next time.